If we were to sum up all of the Bible with one theme or one statement, it would be easy. More than anything, God wants us to know this one thing, that God loves us. God loves us beyond our wildest imaginings. God loves us in such a way that we simply cannot fully comprehend it, because the way in which God loves us is something that we struggle to do, to exercise, to show forth in our own lives with those around us. And it's a message that again and again and again we hear. We hear it right at the very beginning. God creates us in his image and likeness. Adam and Eve sin. But God immediately has a solution. Genesis 3:15. He prophesies at that moment, through that verse, does God, that there will be a Savior for our sins. Despite our rejection of God, God is already planning on our salvation. And as we read through the various sections of the Bible, time and again, we see that God really is looking out for us in a way that speaks of his love for us. While we may not be well versed in the law of the Old Testament, the law is really about justice and how we should treat one another and what is deserved and given to God. When we fail and go astray, God sends prophets to remind us yet again that we are loved and cared for. And in the fullness of time, God speaks to a woman in the scriptures, the Blessed Mother, who so generously says yes to be a part of the plan of God. Everything leads up to reminding us and telling us that God loves us, even when we fail, even when we fall short. And this ultimate message of God is not just a little bit communicated. It's communicated with everything that God has. Jesus is not just a little bit dedicated to our salvation. He empties himself completely so that we can be saved. Well, any amount of suffering would be enough for our salvation. He is crucified in a horrific death to get our attention, to tell us time and again and yet again that we are loved more than we can possibly know or understand. And the events are so dramatic that people come to see them for what they are. Perhaps none more clearly than the centurion, who in witnessing the death of Jesus says, truly, this is the Son of God. Faith is the result. As we celebrate this Holy Week, just stop to continue to reflect on this powerful love of God. The love of God that never leaves us abandoned or forsaken, which we will celebrate on Holy Thursday as we commemorate the Eucharist, the ongoing gift of Jesus to us. We will once again, on Good Friday, reflect upon the profound suffering of Jesus, the ultimate statement that he loves us more than we could know. All of this leads to this powerful moment of Easter Sunday, where everything that we have put our trust in is confirmed in the resurrection of Jesus. And not only the resurrection of Jesus, but yet again, Jesus extending to us this invitation to salvation. That just as he rose from the dead, so too may we. This is the week we call holy, because it reminds us in unbelievably powerful ways that we are loved beyond all of our wildest imaginings. Give your heart over to the love of God, so that just as Jesus is risen from the dead, so too may we be risen from the dead to live with him for all eternity.